So there's not really a lot that has to be done when you're working with professional singers, people who've been doing these exercises for so long that all you really need is three, maybe four exercises just to warm up and freshen the voice and so that you're prepared to sing. But you can't go in cold. You go in cold, the voice does not respond well. And you also can't work out your voice before you sing. You do that a little bit, and you're ready to go. So Austin, why don't you jump up and entertain us.
Took a walk on the county line with a bottle of Jack in hand, keeping you off my mind. And you took the news like I knew you would, slipped into your favorite dress and danced behind a cigarette. And I loved you. Your name's etched clearly and in my blood. You'll always be. And when I breathe, I'll think of you, Miss Tennessee.
So, we've got the first verse and chorus of this song. Right away, I like that you established kind of a sense of solemnity. Some people will say, as performers, that you should never close your eyes. You've heard people say that. But sometimes it helps to get lost in yourself just for a second. When you finally did open your eyes, it was like we were connected to you. But because this isn't necessarily a performance masterclass, this is about style. The problem is that style is everything that you do, both your performance. So what I want you to do is I want you to look in that microphone like it's that Miss Tennessee, that girl that you met. And the first line of the song sets the tempo for everything else you're going to say. You have to convince me, you have to capture me, and if you lose me, since you're all participants, did you hear the very first line, the very first word? Kind of not really. It's like the voice is so cool, but you got to be careful that you don't sing so cool that we can't understand you. I do this, everybody does this, but you have to be heard. So say the first line and flirt with that microphone a little bit.
Say it.
I took a walk on the county line.
Say, I took a walk on the county line.
I took a walk on the county line.
Now say, I took a walk on the county line.
I took a walk on the county line.
See, the one thing that's tough is if you feel like you're scraping bottom to grab that first note, then you're going to feel like you have Talladega Nights syndrome. You're like, I'm not sure what to do with my hands. If you ever saw Will Ferrell going, the car ran really well. I'm sorry, I don't know what to do with my hands. It'd be good to just put them down to your side. He goes, the car ran really well. The hands just keep sneaking in there. Well, those words are like, took a walk on the county line. If you sound unsure, you've suddenly lost confidence. You know, the scene from, what is it? The Hippopotamus, right? Rhymes are bottomless. You've seen that from Flight of the Conchords. And he goes, I'm freestyling. It's just saying what comes ever to my mind, freestyling. Sometimes when I freestyle, I lose confidence, you know? And there's that little thing of, that even though your confidence is in your sound, your confidence first actually has to be in your lyric.
Okay.
And then, so when you say, took a walk on the county line, go ahead and say that first line. So give them the G chord.
Okay. I took a walk on the county line.
And good. Now, that had a little bit of that, you're going to hear me.
Yeah.
Now, when you pull back, you actually have to increase energy. It's like if I go, took a walk on the county line, it's not as a, not as if I'm gonna get aggressive with you and say, hey man, I took a walk on the county line. I took a walk on the county line. If you, the quieter you get, the more intense you get. I took a walk on the county line. So every word is like, it becomes a pressure cooker. Feel that, took a walk on the county line, like, you know, a bomb is actually more powerful when you compact it. So it feel like that's building it, boiling inside of you. So every word is, I took a walk on the county line. And we've talked about like this, if I grab you, I go like this, I just grab you just enough that I'm holding. If you pull, I don't do anything. I stay there. So you keep, no matter what the pressure is, you keep the same amount of pressure. No matter what, the line wants to go up and wants to come back down.
Yeah.
But you keep the same amount of pressure on every word. So as okay. You're pulling, pull as the song increases. Go, took a walk on the county line. Yeah, you see, so it's equal ultimacy, equal pressure. Doesn't matter if you're pulling or pushing, you're giving more presence,
okay.
Or if you're pulling back, it's equal to me. Took a walk on the county line. Do that again.
Took a walk on the county line.
Good. Now, give me a little more big mouth. Took a walk on the county line. Go ahead.
Took a walk on the county line.
Now, it's crazy because I see expressions in the back like, it just sounds better.
Yeah.
At the same time, you have an amazing gift for subtlety. So when you're pulling back just a little, took a walk on the county line, there's something cool about that.
Sure.
So I want you to over-exaggerate and rest.
Cool.
So you just overform your word, then rest.
Okay.
So you know that you're cranking it up, but you're also resting at the same time. So okay. Go ahead and, maestros.
On the county line with the bottle of Jack in hand.
Now, with the bottle of Jack, with the bottle of Jack, with the bottle of Jack. Now look, when consonants are that percussive, it's a great opportunity.
Right.
Michael Jackson, God rest his soul, was known for his tone quality, which was phenomenal, but it was really as his consonants. He was so percussive. So the stylistic subtleties are the small things. Well, they talked about even a little glottal stroke. Yeah, and I would think that sometimes you want to, you don't want to always imitate a singer, but maybe channel a singer's little quirky idiosyncrasies. Like Michael had a, who is the bottle of Jack, the bottle of. Try that glottal stroke.
Man,
it's going to be tough.
It's
we were talking about that today.
Yeah.
You say, with the bottle of. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
With the bottle of Jack. Try it.
Bottle.
Again?
On the county line with the bottle of Jack in hand, keeping you off my mind. And you took the news like I knew you would. You slipped into your favorite dress and danced behind a cigarette, and I loved you then, and I love you now. time ain't on our side, and we both know this love ain't coming back around. So when you call, I won't be there, but in my bones your name's etched clearly, yeah, and in my blood you'll always be. And when I bleed, I'll think of you, Miss Tennessee.
So good. Dude, that's so good.